Good tune to start us off. Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me. Here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock. Happy Friday. Happy Friday to you.
Woo-hoo. How is it going?
How's your Friday head?
Very good, yeah.
Excellent.
Not a bother at all. Thank you very much. I'd have to say straight out of the traps, well done, Dundalk Football Club.
Absolutely.
What an amazing night for them last night.
Dreams do come true, eh?
I absolutely loved watching it. It was the quickest. It felt like the whole game lasted about 2 minutes I was watching it. That it just was one of those.
Incredible. There'll never be so much interest in the Europa League draw now.
Oh, it's today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's today. Oh, jeepers, it's coming. I hope they get Spurs and Roma and everything. Because now they've had their day. I just want to see it. You know, I want to see them. Let's not be bitter yet, PJ. So I hope they have a great run.
No, it's just incredible. It's just, in a weird sort of way, let's face it, it is the Europa League, in fairness. It is kind of like some of the biggest and most famous teams
ever
in Europe
world.
Are going to be in there. So I think from their point of view, a real win would be just to get as many big names as you can squeeze into one group.
Pretty much, you'd have to say, wouldn't you? Yeah.
I don't think you'd be hoping for minnows in the hope you might squeeze out, you know.
Not really.
It'd be better to go for the big wins.
You want your day at Rome and your
day at
Spurs.
You want to share the pitch with the most famous players you can get.
It was great.
Get the shirt off.
Great watching them. Yeah, yeah. Get the cats and all up. It was a great watching them. Their manager, you know, yesterday, you say, who would you like to play? And he goes, I'd love to play against Jose. And he goes, why? He goes, I'd love to meet him. He goes, he's a fan.
Exactly. But so why not? Why not enjoy it on that level?
Exactly.
That's
yeah.
the way it should be. Anyway, well done, Dundalk. Happy Friday
Happy
up
Friday.
There for sure.
You shower of feckers.
Say no disco.
Sheryl Crow, All I Want to Do, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 14 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday. Happy Friday to you. Friday 2nd of October. And time for us to get stuck into the old birthdays today. A few legends floating around in here, PJ.
Yeah, deadly. Let's do it.
Starting off with the one and only Don McLean, Mr. American Pie himself.
Oh, is that him?
Yeah.
And
Vincent, of course, as well.
I've never been able to pinpoint who sang that song. Because
what, American Pie?
Yeah, because it's haunted me everywhere I've ever gone. To the point that I actually hate that song.
You know well.
I do. I've learned to hate it. Because every single wedding, bash, and sometimes funeral, some elf gets up with his tie as a headband. And starts going,
it has been butchered by many a karaoke effort.
Oh my God, it's the ultimate tie wrapped around your head song. It is. That and the other one about Alice. You know them.
Yeah, and also, and simply the best from Tina Turner. Everybody's had tends to be, if I may say, drunken ladies.
Yeah.
Do tend to have a go at Tina Turner. Simply the best.
Yeah, better than all the best. Yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, Madonna absolutely destroyed American Pie a few years back, didn't she?
I was glad, though. She knocked it on the head for a while. I actually owe her a debt. I meant to write her a letter over that to say thanks. But Don McLean can't be a young man. He must be old enough now. I'd say he's like 82.
75.
Oh, jeepers.
75.
No, a little bit often.
No, I'm not too bad now, to be fair. But like having that on your CV, American Pie and Vincent.
I know,
as songs go.
That's another one. That's
pretty
a pain
impressive.
In the arse, that song as well. It's all right the first few times you hear it, and then it's also melodramatic, isn't it? I should have told you, Vincent, this world's never been somebody as beautiful as you.
That was another karaoke version there, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay, sticking with the music legends, what about Sting?
Sting?
Yeah.
Notorious cranky man.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realise that.
Notorious cranky man.
Sure, why would he be, when he's, you know, you'd imagine he'd be in very good form, what, with all of the tantric carry-on.
I know, yeah, a bit like Van Morrison, though. You know, some people that have it all just can't appreciate that. You know what I mean?
What's he cranky about?
I don't know. He's just in a bad mood a lot of the time. Apparently, sure, he didn't get on with the other two lads from the police at all.
No way.
Oh, they were killing each other all the time.
I never knew that.
Oh, yeah, they're killing each other. Oh, yeah, they were absolutely toured. Isn't there, there's a famous video where the drummer hates Sting so much, he has a message to him on the drums.
Is it in a bottle?
No, yeah.
Come on!
It's look at that. Drums.
It's only just after 6:15. That's incredible. Well done, Jim. Thank you.
I think it's F off or something. Written
no way.
On it. Yeah, so and they didn't talk. They toured and never spoke to each other and everything. Oh, yeah.
Bizarre.
Yeah, yeah. But
I never knew any of that.
Yeah,
I just knew about him being involved in the tantric shenanigans.
The tantric shenanigans.
And saving the rainforest.
Of course, yeah. Jim knows what he does with his willy. That's all I'm saying. That's the last thing everybody else knows.
Actually, Joe, something that's worthy of giving you a clue. His tantric carry on might be a clue to his age.
Really?
In a very childish way.
Tantric.
In a very childish way.
Okay.
He is
68.
For God's sake, 69. What sort of? You've been doing it wrong for years.
I knew there was something wrong. What is that? So it's not called the 68.
Oh my God!
What's that one?
I don't know what that is.
I think it was.
That's the strangest one I've ever heard.
Yeah, so when she said she wanted to try a 70, I was there. No, look, we'll stick to 68 for a while. I didn't even know the what. I thought I didn't even know the what. You knocked on the door of a 69.
Sting is 69 today. Right, what about Phil Oakey then? You saw this man. Oh no, you didn't. You'd left by the time he took to the stage.
Yeah.
You decided I've had enough of this now.
Yeah, I missed
it. It's starting to get dark and I'm a bit chilly.
I'd slept in the car and now it's time to sleep at home. Yeah. Yeah. Forever young.
That's right, yeah. He was with the headline act on the Saturday night.
I still
believe, anyway, they shouldn't have been the headline act because
Jimmy Somerville blew it away.
But anyway.
But I did see Phil Oakey live in Electric Picnic many years ago.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, because he's the one, you know. What's the. What was the name of the band?
The Human League.
Human League, that's the one, yeah. Yeah, you know, I definitely saw them, yeah. I saw them in Electric Picnic. They were fantastic.
Yeah.
If I had known, it says, you're not as good as Jimmy Somerville will be in 12 years' time. But I'd say Phil Oakey is about 67.
Not bad at all. 65, to be fair. 65. Now, this is going back to your match of the day era.
Very good, yeah.
And actually, to be honest with you, you've often said that you have a bit of a soft spot for this particular team. They're like maybe a second or third team for you.
West Ham.
That's it.
Yeah.
One of your absolute legends, Sir Trevor Brooking.
Oh, Trevor Brooking. Oh, God, yeah. He's not a young man now.
Not at all. Director, one of the directors of the FA now, is he or something?
Oh, is he? I didn't know that.
I think he's a suit in the FA somewhere.
Didn't know that at all. Yeah. Fair play to him. Well done. Congratulations.
But a proper, like, football West Ham legend.
Yeah. God. I always imagined the West Ham legend. Like, no matter what you do, it's all a bit of... How's it going, Eddie? That's a lot of that. Like, even at the very top in the board meeting, you imagine sovereign rings and what are you going to do about this young'un? I've got a feeling he's not going to tell you lying, you know what I'm saying? You see, you get a feeling, it's all very English. They're a very funny club.
Basically, you think that the board of West Ham resembles an episode of EastEnders.
It does, yeah. It's like down the Vic. That's where they'd be. They're down the Vic going, this pal Eddie Kenny calls us a load of bother.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what we're going to do about you, lad. But it's about time side did something.
Yeah. How many shirts are we going to sell off that stall you got outside, Tony?
Well, you're laughing now, Jim. But I'm telling you, I sold near 59 there last week, whatever that is. I just think they're a very funny club. I love watching them.
Anyway, Sir Trev, what are you going to stick on them?
74.
Not bad. 72.
Okay.
72.
Okay.
And then the final one, especially for you, because as we all know, regular listeners to this show know, you are our leading light. You are our dedicated follower of fashion. You are the fashion trendsetter. Okay. And it is fashion icon Donna Karan's birthday today.
Oh,
DKNY.
Oh, I was going to ask you who that is, but I definitely have heard of DKNY.
Have you ever bedecked yourself in a DKNY?
I think
I had a T-shirt once. Or maybe that was an FC UK as opposed to a DKNY.
There was a for suck rather than a to cook.
Yeah. I can't remember now. Anyway.
Oh yeah, I don't know who this woman is at all, unfortunately.
No.
74.
Not bad, 72.
Ah, well, you know something.
72.
I was knocking on the door.
Absolutely.
I was like West Ham. No, not too far away. Always watching.
Now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim, waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Right, 6:32, happy Friday, John.
Happy Friday.
And for the final time... Yeah, we promised we'd get the week out of us.
And we have.
And we have. We've milked the week out of us. Everton flying high. But of course, you know, it all has to come to a crashing end. We have to become adversaries again now, John.
Yeah, this is the thing. You know, the Carabao Cup, like, obviously quite low in Manchester United's priorities. They get the draw, you get Man United away, or at home, which theoretically is very positive. But then you find out it's on the 21st of December. So to wait
is
for
that when the game is?
Yeah, so the best part of 3 months, who knows what will happen by then? Oh, we could have a vaccine by then, for goodness sake. So, you know, anything could happen. I mean, if it was in a couple of weeks' time, you know, but there you go.
Who knows? Who anyway, knows? So I tell you something, it's been a good week. I have to say I've grown quite fond of that song.
I actually really enjoy
it. I'm really fond of the video, as I've said.
Oh, this...
Is it still number one? It's number one this weekend.
It has been, but it's tumbled a bit in the old iTunes charts at the moment because the Miley Mountain has basically come caved in on top of it.
Oh,
because Midnight Sky, apparently, which is a production of the Miley Cyrus empire, despite the fact that 59 pence is roared back to the top. There's also artists such as Sigala and James Arthur. I've never heard of any of these people. I don't know what age group.
Yeah, I mean, what trophies have they ever won?
Yeah,
have they ever played at Wembley?
Indeed.
Or anything, you know what I mean?
Well, Gary Barlow, Michael Bublé and Sebastian Yatra. What in the name of...
What? I don't even know what team they play for.
No, that's AC Milan, I think.
There you go. But they've slowed it down a bit, but there's not. But apparently, Ancelotti has said he's learning the song as well. This is the kind of the feel good factor. So they have an in house TV channel, and they did an interview after the West Ham match.
Yeah.
And so they give the usual injuries. How do you feel about blah blah blah? Oh, very good, blah blah. And then they asked him at the end. So have you heard about the song? Yes, I have heard. I'm very, and I'm going to learn it. And I like the spirit. Yes, I like to sing after winning cups. Now, so that, therefore, he might not ever sing it. But at the same time, you know,
that would be amazing.
Yeah. It's great.
A player's party with Ancelotti and his Italian accent giving it Spirit of the Blues. That'd be too good.
What a symbol of celebration that will actually be, though.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a shame it'll all have to come to a grinding halt when you come up against the mighty... Actually, no, I'm not even going to begin to go there. I'm not even tempting fate with that one.
I hear they're signing some of the Dundalk players now.
Well, we should bring Giovannoli. He's going to add even more Italian positivity. The man is a walking barometer of happiness, isn't he?
Absolutely, yeah. And he's going to get to fulfill his lifelong... Well, he's hoping to. Sure, to meet Jose.
It was great watching him last night. Like, he won an Oscar. He must have thanked everyone he ever met in his life.
He did. Yeah.
Brian Adams, Summer is 69 here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 18 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Scissor Sisters ahead of that. I don't feel like dancing. 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout for anything at any stage, always delighted to hear from you. Thanks a million from all of the WhatsApps that are in already. Happy Friday, right back at you. Hopefully you're setting up for a decent weekend, whatever you've got planned. PJ at the moment is perusing what's out there, deciding what to put onto the old breakfast menu for you this morning.
And I can only tell you that an Irish institution, I mean literally an Irish showbiz legend, humiliated this week. And I am not a bit happy about it. We have to talk about it.
Oh, right.
Oh, we have to talk about it.
That'll make it on for sure.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I mean, unbelievable. Imagine not being allowed to bring an animal with you when you're going into a supermarket. Shocking and outrageous.
Right, so that's a little taster. All the regular bits and pieces, the old stables will be there for sure. You can guarantee we'll play for the hit bit. In fact, we're going to up the ante a bit, as we tend to do on the hit bit on a Friday. We are going to round off the week. I think we'll play for €1,950. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Let's
do that.
Yeah, let's throw in the extra couple of quid. Why not?
Absolutely. Right, so there you have it. €1,950 is what we'll play for in the hit bit. People already obviously looking to get involved. Magical Michael is with us this side of the island today. He's physically in the building, so you can try and impress him on WhatsApp, 087-188-0008. 08 and get your opportunity to get on to play classichits.ie for all the previous guesses, of course. Also, final day today of our fittest finger first. BJ is dreaming up another phrase for you to try and remember, and the chance to win that amazing award-winning supplement stack from Caged Muscle and courtesy of Health 247.ie. That's on the way as well today. We'll be handing that out today.
Actually, today is the day. Mm. So are we doing a bit of someone into the draw as well as a giveaway?
I'd say so, yeah.
Right, so one more chance to get in there as well, right?
Absolutely.
Well, of course we are. You literally told me to think of the sentence for later on. Apologise, Jim. This is what happens when you bring your animal into work.
That's exactly. You get distracted. And of course, then also, final day on the breakfast table quiz, cracking prize, the Westin Dublin. PJ has promised to take me there because I've never been in.
What a gaff that is.
I've been to the outside. I've been to the outside of it.
You've been on the
That's
street.
A great way of describing something, isn't it? If you said to somebody, have you ever been to the Louvre in Paris? I tell you, I've been to the outside of it.
Yeah, what part of the outside?
What do you mean?
Like, I was on the coast of France.
I was in Paris. Yeah, but did you go into the loo? Well, it was on the outside of it.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Why, what's the big deal about the inside of it? Stop going on about it, will you?
Anyway, yeah. PJ's promised to take me for afternoon tea to the Westin.
Yes, I tell you, I love that, yeah.
Anyway, we've an incredible prize and that real luxury for you to enjoy at the Westin Dublin. 11 the score to beat, the Dirty Dozen will be good enough to do it for you today. And as I say, whatever else floats into your head, if you want to share, 087-188-0008. What a Friday tune. In excess, new sensation here at Classic Hits. 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday. Happy Friday to you folks. And €1,950 would make it a very happy Friday. It being the prize on the hit bit today. We've rounded it up to €1,950. Magic Mike standing by on WhatsApp if you want to give him a shout to play. 087-188-0008. And while you're doing that, that's as close as I could get to kind of pirate music for you.
Yeah, I know, yeah. It's pretty good, it'll do. It'll do, absolutely it will. You may have noticed a very serious news story during the week there. During the week it was reported by The Sun, actually, I think, that Twink's parrot was banned from Super Value in Knocklyon.
No way.
Unbelievable shock.
It was the bad language.
It wasn't the bad language. Apparently her parrot has very clean language, if any language at all.
Right.
There was no report of the bad language at all. But the problem was, they just don't let animals, apart from guide dogs, into the store in Knocklyon, right?
Okay.
So, their manager was approached, of course, about all of this. Owen Doyle is the name of the manager there. And he said, aside from guide dogs, there are no animals allowed in this store, and we are definitely not making an exception for Twink. At the end of the day, this is a fresh food and fruit market, and it is not a place we encourage anybody to bring pets into. That includes parrots, as well as cats. I have no idea why you stuck cats in. There are no animals of any description, except for guide dogs, allowed in. The story, as they say, grew legs, Jim.
Oh,
four
Lord.
Legs. And it flew around the world, I think it's safe to say, in media circles, that an Irish institution like Twink was not allowed to bring a parrot into a shop. Shock and horror. Some people berated Twink for thinking she could do it. Some people berated the store. For whatever mad reason, they berated her. Anyway,
yeah.
An apology.
And did anybody berate the parrot?
Nobody has berated the parrot.
He was an innocent bystander.
Well, I don't know about that. Apparently, what I heard happened, I mean, it's not official, but what I heard happened actually was they went up and they said, where did you find that old bird and why is she in the shop? And the parrot said, outside, and I just needed something to eat. That's what I heard.
But
That's the story that I heard. It may or may not be true.
Oh, my God.
So at the end,
it's just, there's so much about that. I don't know what angle to go at it from. The idea that Twink has a parrot, the idea that she brings it out with her to go shopping.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's so many angles
to it. So many angles. She takes them everywhere. She takes the parrot to her rehearsals. She's in rehearsals for a show now. Joe Rooney was approached about it. She's rehearsing with Joe Rooney.
I'm kind of surprised because she was a big dog person, wasn't she? Because remember, there was the famous thing about the dog being kidnapped.
Kidnapped and everything. No, she still, she loves all animals.
Yeah.
There's quite a few animals. Like, she's
right.
Got dogs and parrots, obviously. Yeah, she's got quite a few animals. Anyway, Super Value Knocklyon, they've been backed into a corner here. And they've issued an apology.
By the way, did she tell anybody to zip anything up at this stage when she was having a row with Super Value?
No, but apparently the parrot went, zip up, yummy! Zip up, yummy! I don't know, again.
That's unsubstantiated.
Unsubstantiated, I'm just saying, it can't be clarified, but that's what the story in my head says. So now, they have issued an apology to Twink because of the embarrassment. Now,
this was making headlines, was it?
Yes.
This must be a newspaper's absolute dream.
I know, yeah.
Like, literally, being able to put the headline, Mouthy Bird Denied Access to...
Isn't that brilliant, isn't it? It's absolutely, it's such a great, it's a great crack story.
Oh, man. So what is the state of play, then?
State of play is an apology has been issued.
Oh, my God, really?
Well, an apology has been issued because of the social media whirlwind that this has created. So they said, listen, we have to make it clear that Mrs. King continues to be welcome in our store. Yesterday's coverage in relation to her pet cockatiel came... that makes sense. She was drinking cocktails around... came about due to the store manager responding to a query.
That's very Twink, mind you. The idea that she'd walk into a supermarket with a parrot and a cocktail.
fairness, I'd love that.
That would be amazing.
Rocking around Super Value with a cocktail and a parrot. Who wouldn't want to shop like that? Who wouldn't, to be fair?
Exactly.
So they said they did not mean, there was no intention to cause any embarrassment to Mrs. King, who was a long-standing and much-loved customer. She's still not allowed to bring the parrot in, I think. But right. They have apologised for any embarrassment caused, you know, to an institution that is our panto queen.
Right.
Of Ireland.
And her parrot.
And her parrot, yeah, indeed. Or the panto parrot of Ireland and her L-board.
Show Me Love, Robin S. here at Classic Hits. 16 and a half minutes past 7. Happy Friday to you, Friday 2nd of October. Final day of our fittest finger first with thanks to health247.ie. health247.ie. That's the website. Online health and fitness supplement store. Today is the day we're going to hand out the award-winning workout stack from Caged Muscle that they've given to us. It's worth over €350. So, of course, we're going to need a final phrase from the great and good and fitness god that is...
Oh, yeah.
PJ Gallagher.
That's me, all right, yeah.
Yeah, you want to see... I mean, he's transformed literally just by munching on the Goalie Nutrition apple cider vinegar gummies and swigging down the old whey protein isolate.
I have to say,
he's been amazed.
The s'mores flavour.
Anyway, so the idea is PJ is going to give us the phrase. Do nothing with it yet, okay? Just remember the phrase that he gives you, and later in the show we'll give you the cue to text, and you could be in with a chance to win this incredible workout stack. As I say, over €350 from Caged Muscle, courtesy of health247.ie. What's it going to be, PJ?
No pain, no gain.
Ah.
Very simple. Very simple today for the Friday that's in it, so you should remember that one. So no pain, no gain when Jim gives you the cue to text, and I'll try not to say it again like I did the other day.
Anyway, so that's the phrase. Do nothing with it, as I say, at the moment, except remember it, and we'll give you the cue to text later on. And if you're the fittest finger first, the first one to get it back with no spelling mistakes and intact and all that sort of stuff, you'll be going into the draw. And today is the day we announce the winner of that workout stack, courtesy of health247.ie. 80s classic, movie classic, John Parr, St. Elmo's Fire here at Classic Hits, 24 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Final call on the hit bit, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Let us know if you want to play. Magic Mike standing by on WhatsApp. Let him know if you fancy having a go. €1,950 the hit bit is worth. Also, still to come a bit later on, after 8 o'clock, I'm going to be taking on a small Jaffa Cake challenge.
Yeah, can't wait.
As part, of course, of PJ's record attempt, Jaffa Jake, as he's been dubbed, taking down Furious Pete in his world record, Guinness World Record, for the most amount of Jaffa Cakes eaten in 60 seconds. Now, as part of and it's purely a motivational tool, I'm sacrificing myself as a part of motivation and inspiration for PJ. I'm going to take on the one Jaffa Cake challenge. PJ ate one Jaffa Cake in about 4 seconds, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to beat that in the hope that it will inspire him to bigger and better things. And we will be asking for your help in doing this as well. But that's on the way after 8. In the meantime, we just want to point out that, as with all record attempts, there's inherent danger, isn't there, PJ?
Very much so, there's inherent danger. I'm actually appalled that Jim is doing this, to be honest with you. It was agreed he only eats cardboard and marmalade because I need all the Jaffa Cakes available for training. But there is, of course, inherent danger. A lot of it is choking hazards and all of that sort of crack.
Right.
Let's not pretend the danger of the calorie. The danger of
calorie.
The calorie when it comes to food that is not traditionally seen as health food. Anyway, the Department of Health yesterday, Jim, they met, and in their wisdom, they came out. This is Roderick O'Gorman and Stephen Donnelly, and Roderick O'Gorman is Minister for Children, of course. And they all got together, and they were at the first ever National Healthy Eating Guidelines thing for children between ages of 1 and 4. What a catchy title.
Right.
So they did that yesterday. We have a new
So can I just establish, we're not the catchment for this, no?
No, well, we're not the part that I'm going to focus on this morning. No,
right.
Definitely
that's
not.
Okay.
No, we're literally about 40 years too old for some of these. But it's aimed at helping the parents and carers of young children, you know, establish good eating habits and all that sort of crack. And, you know, then the new guidelines were developed by nutrition experts in Ireland. We have a new food pyramid, for example. You know, the way the food pyramid that we're traditionally looked at is
so out of date.
And all that. So we have a new food pyramid. And we also have new guidelines for treats and the allowances of treats. And apparently, if you're in charge of a child, you're only allowed to give them... I can't believe this now, I'll be honest with you. You're only allowed to give a child a tiny amount of treats, you know. Tiny amount. So one square of chocolate in a week.
Seriously.
If you decide to give your child these foods, they should only be tiny amounts and they should be once a week. And the recommendations are as follows.
One square.
Of chocolate a week.
Spread out over a week.
Hey, Jim, you see the danger of the challenge I'm taking on for Ireland? One square.
Wow.
Three crisps in a week. You're allowed three crisps in a week.
Three?
Yes. You heard me. One square of chocolate, three crisps, a half a plain biscuit. And by the way, this isn't all in the same week. This is either or.
These are for toddlers who are in prison, is it?
It sounds like that, doesn't it? Or three soft sweets.
A half of a plain biscuit.
You're allowed a half of a plain... Now, you're allowed to pick one of these. You can't have all of these in a week, right? This is it. You get to pick one. So you can either have this week... Like, this really is like prison rationing.
Yeah.
One square of chocolate, three crisps, loose, I presume, a half plain biscuit.
What did you say, loose?
Loose, because obviously you wouldn't be getting a packet with three crisps.
I was just going to say, that'd be amazing. Yeah, you'd they're the kind of package you complain about. I opened them and there was three crisps in it.
I know, yeah. And then someone would go, they were just about right then. You got very lucky.
Right, a portion pack.
A portion pack is three. I think this is absolutely ludicrous.
Half
a plain biscuit. Or three wine gums or three jelly babies or something. For the week!
You'd have to cut up the jelly babies. The head would be one day.
Yeah.
You get legs another day.
You get nine, so you could really pig out in the weekend and have a whole one on the weekend. You really get a bit pig out.
Wow!
Look,
who are we? We're not experts, and you know maybe it's the right thing. And healthy eating. In fairness, you're a big healthy eater.
You're
quite strict on it.
Yeah.
But even by your astonishing standards,
listen,
half of a plain biscuit.
Come here.
For an entire week.
I know.
Just seemed to me just a tad extreme.
It's absolutely outrageous. I know childhood obesity is a thing. I know we need to watch our healthy eating. I know a lot of people go off the scales with the old food, and that's fine. And we need to address it and everything.
Yeah.
But limiting a kid to a half a jelly baby a day. Would you get out of it? I mean, if you want to see, if that's the case, my ma's going to be arrested for what she gives the kids on the Sunday. She's going to be arrested for what she gives the grandkids.
She's
on the
Sunday.
She's
a dealer now. That's
She's
what she is.
A
She's a dealer in childhood obesity, your ma.
You want to see them, they get like a packet of munchies, a packet of Doritos, a half a thing of biscuits, and this is in one sitting. I mean, it's outrageous. It's like an old-fashioned speakeasy by all accounts,
oh
watching
my
the kids.
God.
And what the granny
That's
gives
what they
them.
Are now. Those kids, they're sugar drunks.
Sugar
so
drunks.
That's what they are.
But that's it. All the grannies of Ireland are turning kids into sugar drunks. Should be ashamed of themselves. Imagine eating more than three crisps in one sitting. Imagine eating less than three bags of crisps in one sitting. That's
I
what
know,
shocks me.
Yeah. That's the part. Yeah. I sat down yesterday afternoon and had two bags of Hunky Dory's in the one go.
Of course you did.
What a pig I am.
Just trying to make yourself a potato sandwich with three crisps.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax, home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The classic hit bit, of course, is worth 1,940 quid in normal times. But generous, Jim. Tenors all over the house. 1,950 quid is what we're going to do today. And here's what it sounds like. There you go. And Damien is going to go first this morning. How are you, Damien?
Good morning, PJ. How are you?
Not too bad at all, Damien. Where are you this morning?
I'm in Dublin.
Whereabouts in Dublin?
I'm in the Liberties.
In the Liberties, right in the centre of town, so.
Oh, I am indeed.
Right, is that where you're from, or are you just working?
No, I'm originally from Talbot. I found a house in here.
Oh, very good, very good. Now these days I feel like saying congratulations to anyone that even lives inside a house. Right, so Damien, let's give it to you. 1,950 quid, what do you think?
What you want, I got it. What you need, I got it. All I'm asking for is a little respect.
Oh, yeah.
Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin, sorry.
All right, yeah. I thought he was going off in a speech there. I thought he was running for election for a minute.
I'm not going to do a mic and sing on the radio, lads.
All right.
I thought for a second he was a minister addressing us and our laughing.
Exactly, yeah.
The chocolate and crisps from earlier on.
Right, Michael, so a little respect from Aretha Franklin. What is the story?
Damien Hooper in the Liberties in County Dublin. You are wrong, I'm afraid. Sorry. But listen, respect for having a go, or should I say, R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Good man, Michael. Never miss an opportunity. That's the way. Right, Damien, happy Friday to you. Keep at it. Take care, man. Cheers.
See you, Damien.
Bye-bye now.
Right, so Sinead is waiting. Hiya, Sinead.
Hi, how are you?
How are you, Sinead? Where are you this morning?
I'm down in Cork.
Where in Cork are you?
Ballincollig.
Brilliant. Lovely spot. Oh, I miss Cork so much. I know I'm saying that all the time these days, but I really do. What are you up to today, Sinead?
Just getting the kids ready for school.
All right. Have you managed to get out?
Oh, yeah. I just get them out the door quick.
Right, just a couple of them.
Just literally throw them outside door. The door. Like, just, yep. That's it, yeah. Fend for yourselves.
Take the duct tape off.
So you've got four kids, so remember, that's only 12 crisps this week now.
Exactly, yeah. One bag should do the lot of them.
Yeah.
Right, Sinead, let's try and give you some money. What do you think?
I think it's the Ed Sheeran, the A-Team.
The A-Team, Ed Sheeran, right, okay. Mm. Interesting one.
Sinead, is she right, is she wrong? Oh, sorry, lads, I'm just thinking out loud here. It is wrong, unfortunately.
Oh
yeah. Yeah.
No Jaffa cakes for him.
No, he's not getting it. Right, listen, Sinead, keep at it. Try again. Check out classichits.ie and you never know, maybe you get another chance to have a bash of the cash.
Yeah, I will do.
Cheers, Sinead. Take care.
Bye-bye.
I have to say, I preferred the R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Yeah, as far as the puns go.
Oh, yeah. Give us that again, Michael.
Which one?
The
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Don't know what it means to me. Sock it to me. Come on, PJ. Sock it to me. Come on, Jim.
Sock it to him, PJ.
I'll sock it to you.
Right. Yeah, 8:10 here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Time for a bit of this. Here we go. Oh, that didn't particularly work at all, did it?
Didn't happen.
Why didn't that happen? Why isn't the machine playing the music that it's supposed to play?
There it is.
Anyway. Yep, it is Jaffa Cake time. PJ Gallagher, of course, taking on the Jaffa Cake eating world record currently held by Furious Pete. It is 17 Jaffa Cakes in 60 seconds.
Yeah.
So his training is ongoing at the moment. You are training, then.
I am training.
You are taking this seriously.
I am. I'm overeating so I can swell the stomach. I'll be honest with you. I am. I'm making some room.
Right.
The worst thing that could happen is I get stuffed after a couple of seconds, so that's how I'm overeating.
Right.
Yes, I am having more than one square of chocolate or three crisps a week. I am.
Right. So,
and then also, of course, I'm like trying to do the one Jaffa cake. I'm working on getting the speed on the one right.
Yeah.
Because that's how it's going. The rest will follow, you know.
Right, okay. So that's the principle that we're going on. Magic Mike is in with us as well.
Yeah.
Because what we're going to do is we're going to try and inspire people. A big part of this challenge, of course, is going to be the motivation, the inspiration to drive them on. You know what I mean? That when Jaffa Cake number 15 is going in and you're thinking, can I do it? You need to be able to think back. It's the motivation that's
exactly
the kind of stuff you need.
Exactly.
So, in order to do that, Magic Mike and myself, we are going to do a single Jaffa Cake challenge. Isn't that it?
That's it. Now remember, lads, it's all about the numbers, right?
The numbers.
It's all about the stats. All about that kind of thing.
It is,
calculating how many.
Yeah. Jim may laugh like to him. This is a big joke.
I am the inspiration for you. I mean, like, how very dare you? I am right behind you, buddy. Nothing will make me happier than to see you throwing up when you've successfully done this record.
Well, you see, I'm having quite a few packets of Jaffa Cakes. There'll be no throwing up on this.
We've done a graph on this, lads, and we've worked it out that the first Jaffa Cake you did on the first time round a couple of weeks ago, you did it in 4.1 seconds.
Very good.
Which is very good.
Congratulations
now,
to
I
me.
Now, I mean, okay, there was a question mark as to whether you did your too soon, but apart from that,
it wasn't good enough because you're going to have to hit under the 4 seconds per Jaffa Cake to get
about
3.3, yeah, roughly, is what we need from it.
So,
and by the way, good people of Ireland, right, you can get involved in this, right? You can repeat what Magic Mike and myself are going to do, maybe video it and get it into us, your single Jaffa Cake Challenge. And if you can, you know, get a really, really low score, really low time, it might inspire PJ onto bigger and better things. Right, Michael, let me just take a quick swig here. Hang a second.
Okay, we're both doing this. So we're going to
I think we should all.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Let's get stuck
in. Okay, so I'll take my Jaffa Cake. Now, you're on the stopwatch for this, PJ, yeah?
Yeah.
You're on the stopwatch for this, okay.
Am I not playing?
Yeah, you will.
Hold on now. You do the stopwatch.
Leave the Jaffa Cake.
Give me a Jaffa Cake.
Leave the Jaffa Cakes alone.
I'm having it in front of me, sorry for, you know what I mean.
Right, okay. Okay, so.
Okay, Jim, are you ready?
Hold on a second now. Yes, now. I have this ready.
Right,
okay.
Now, tell me when to start.
Okay.
Oh, but I must remind the listeners of the rules.
Right.
So that when you hear Jim say, I'll do it as well, I'm sure I'll be later than him. But
Don't do them at the same time, because we need to time it separately.
Oh, you're doing it separately?
Yeah, separately.
Oh, okay. Right, okay. So who's going for it? I'll go first, right?
So this is in the hope of trying to beat your 4.1 second.
Jim, you get a countdown to three. Please go on one. Three, two, one.
That's not bad eating. That's not bad. There's a lot of chewing.
A lot of chewing. He's still swallowing. I thought he had a bigger mouth than this. Whoa, he's struggling. Oh, wow. 10.74.
Oh, my God. That was shocking.
10.74.
That is really tough.
Wow. Don't want to be knocking the man who I work here every day, but a very poor effort from Jim McKay, I have to say.
That is very tough.
I tell big man small mouth.
I was not expecting that.
10.74
is practically 11 seconds.
God, I'm embarrassed that was so bad. I'm going to have to have another go.
I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
Mike, same rules
apply
to you.
Do you have any advice, PJ?
Now, do it properly. Don't do a PJ on it and go, when your mouth is full of Jaffa Cake.
Yeah, right? Okay.
Excuse me, you're allowed to have some remnants. You don't have to, lick your lips clean. You're allowed to do that. Okay.
Okay.
Same rules apply for you, Mike. 3, 2, 1, go. He's giggling.
Stop laughing.
He's not taking this seriously at all.
You see, it's harder to swallow than you think, isn't it?
Well,
Come on, get it down your neck, Mike.
Swallow, Jim McKay. Unbelievable.
Don't spit. Swallow, Mike. Come on.
Yeah.
You can do it. You were laughing
we
at me.
We do have to go to news eventually.
Yeah, exactly.
Mike.
Yeah, the show finishes at 10.
Oh,
show
this
finishes
is outrageous.
At 10. Can we get an R?
What a poor
can
attempt.
Can we get an R?
Halfway through a pack of the biscuits
the
at this stage.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen,
Oh, my God.
He didn't even swallow. He's saying R. Tell you something. He had to say because people were arriving in work and
that
everything.
That is shocking.
They had to start their day.
That is absolutely shocking. 31.15 seconds. 31.15 seconds.
That
is one of the most shocking attempts.
That was pretty appalling.
I
suddenly feel better about myself.
He's still not gone.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll come back to Mike after the show.
Oh my God.
Get an update on Niall Boylan as to whether or not Mike has swallowed his
Jaffa
Cake.
He's like an old dog licking his lips after a peanut butter spoon.
Right, come on, Mr. Jaffa Jake. Show us how it's done. Wait till I get my stopwatch to time you and so you can show off again. Right, okay, I need to do an L clear on that. Right.
Mouth is very dry.
There we go. 3, 2, 1.
Look at that.
Now, make sure he swallows. No way! That's
PJ.
It's full of Jaffa Cake.
Yeah.
You see, that's
it. It isn't full of Jaffa Cake. It was gone. It was just around the back of my neck.
5.18.
Come on, lads. That's not bad going.
It was good going. I don't know how you're doing that.
He's
best suited to this challenge. I wouldn't say that.
That's because he's like some one of those weird birds that stores everything in his neck. Stores it in his neck and swallows it later.
I know, like one of those weird nature documentaries you watch going, wow, look at how that thing eats.
Okay.
Anyway, right.
Okay, steady on, lads. That is supposed to be an achievement. Somehow it doesn't feel like I'm winning when you put it like that.
I can't believe Mike.
You want another one? Do you want
Not timed. No, stay here. I just wanted one to have.
I am.
Anyway, so listen, people of Ireland, this is what it was, right? I failed dismally. Magic Mike is currently failing because he's still swallowing. Right? Yeah. PJ, in fairness, okay, he went down a little bit on his best record.
It went down a little bit.
But still impressive. So that's what we need you to do, right? If you want to take this on, if that sort of floats your boat, and you can do a single Jaffa Cake challenge. So can you completely finish a Jaffa Cake, you know, in the shortest possible time?
Shortest possible
if you
time.
Are taking on, please video it with your little stopwatch thing beside you or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. That's important. Let's get and the times in. You need a national average is what we're looking for.
Exactly. So if you fancy taking it on over the weekend, do the little video with it. Hold your kind of stopwatch phone, whatever it is, beside you so we know what you did it in. Get the videos in and Magic Mike might post a few. Yeah, and absolutely. We'll see what sort of inspiration we can provide over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I look forward to this.
Are you feeling better now?
I'm feeling better now, I feel confident. That was a particularly juicy Jaffa Cake.
More importantly than whether PJ is feeling better, Mike, have you swallowed
have
that?
Have you swallowed yet?
There you go. 5.8 minutes.
Rumour has it that Mike can survive for 2 months off 3 Jaffa Cakes as well.
Yeah, actually, that's right. In healthy eating guidelines, Magic Mike actually takes a week to eat a Jaffa Cake.
It's amazing.
It's a quality gift. Well played, Michael. You're the future. Guaranteed Irish. Ronan Keating. Life is a roller coaster. 23-9. Breakfast table quiz on the way. 12 correct answers will win it for you today. That's all it takes. 12 correct answers in the 60 seconds. Magic Mike standing by as always on WhatsApp 0871880008. Let him know if you want to play. Happy Friday, by the way. Friday, of course, the 2nd of October. My God, the 2nd of October. Time is flying, PJ. Oh. The year is flying by. I mean, before you know us.
Japers. Absolutely japers.
Now, hang on a second, right? Before I need to defend myself here, can I just point out that it was our resident bad Santa here, PJ Gallagher, who actually found this story.
Yeah, well... I can't believe it. It's nearly Christmas, isn't it? I mean, there's only like 100 days left. My God.
Do you know something? I just realised calling you Bad Santa just gave me a magnificent idea.
I think so.
And unfortunately, this year has deprived me of it.
Why?
Because I just thought the greatest thing ever would be for you to be a store Santa or a shopping centre Santa.
Can you imagine that?
To dress you up in the full gear and get you doing sort of... And what would you like for Christmas, little boy?
Well, I tell you something, Jim. You've given me the best Christmas gift I could have this year by just by finally giving me a reason to be happy for coronavirus.
Oh, man, you as a bad Santa would be incredible. Anyway, so what is the story then?
So it's 100 days to Christmas, more or less, give or take. And Amazon are now releasing the list of toys that are already in demand. They're going to be the hottest toys for the Christmas period.
These are the ones Santa will be asked for the most, is it?
Yeah, these are the hottest toys. These are the ones you're going to have to get them quick or they won't be here for long. This is, you know, the tag, basically. Yeah. They're trying to get you to part with your money as soon as possible, obviously. That's kind of what this is about. But these are still the most popular toys.
You don't need money when Santa Claus is involved, PJ.
Oh, I know this, but Santa's not enough anymore. Are you joking me?
Santa, yeah, I suppose. Santa brings his presents. But what's everybody else getting you?
What is everybody else getting you? What, don't forget godmothers and godfathers and aunties and uncles and all. Are you mad? Get out of Santa. Is this list completely disclosed?
PJ Gallagher, the parent's friend.
Too right. Absolutely. And if you are an auntie or an uncle out there, just remember, don't you dare leave all the stress onto Santa.
Yeah.
You've got to get stuck
so
in
what,
here.
So what is it that Santa's going to be most asked for then?
Well, apparently, right, the Dyson toy vacuum cleaner. Jim McCabe, you are on trend. You
oh, my
are on
God!
Trend. Jim McCabe, the most passionate man about vacuum cleaners I've ever met.
Excuse me, Dyson vacuum cleaners.
He's a bit of a brand snob.
To be honest with you, I'd probably take any Dyson product. I've become weirdly obsessed with their no buffeting fans and stuff as well.
It's gas. You want to see? I've never seen anyone look. He looks at those catalogues the way I don't know, Will Smith's character looks at apartments in that movie, The Pursuit of Happiness. It's like you just.
One day. Obviously, give or take, I'm not that pushed about the curling tongs for obvious reasons.
Well, you don't know, you could have...
Or the hair straightener.
You could do a lot with those hairs in your chest and they'll be lovely. Nice and straight.
I could plait them.
Yeah, get them nice and straight, hang it down, go for the old Bigfoot look.
Yeah. Anyway, can we just move on from abusing me and back to the Christmas list, please?
I beg your pardon. Anyway, yes, once seen as the sort of the enthusiasms of middle-aged folk like ourselves, vacuum cleaners, now children love them. And
finally.
Dysons, actual Dysons. So it's a little, it is a help around the house toy vacuum. And as you're pushing your Dyson around, there's like little sort of bubbles and balls that rubble around. It looks like it's sucking up all the dirt off the floor.
Oh, my God. I tell you, that's going straight onto my letter to Santa.
Oh, I tell you, it even has the, you know, the ball sort of joint and everything on it.
Of course.
Very good. It probably works better than the Hoover I have in the house, actually, to be honest with you. Not a Dyson. Also, there's there's this thing. A little live pet's gonna go flamingo, it's called, right? So it's a lively pink flamingo, and it sings, and it also mimics what you say, and then it does a little wiggle, and it does a little poo. Apparently Twink was seen with one of these on her shoulder in Super Value during the week. And she got banned for it, yeah.
It does a poo. What's the obsession with things that have to...
I'll tell you
poo
what it is.
Themselves and stuff.
I'll tell you what it is. Animals that poo themselves are the biggest and hottest thing as a genre for this Christmas. So there's this pink flamingo that is works. It's more like a... they obviously made a flamingo by accident because it's essentially a parrot. It copies what you say and all of that.
Yeah.
And it sings and then it does a poo. But also there's another thing called a For Real Poopalots Big Wags Interactive Pet Puppy.
Wow, that rolls off the tongue. Good luck spelling that in your Christmas letter to Santa.
Once again, a For Real Poopalots Big Wags Interactive Pet Puppy. And this realistic toy, and realistic toys, are realistic pet toys are huge. And this does the same sort of thing. You have to walk it, you have to feed it, you have to clean up after it, because it does
little poos around
the house.
So it's a bit like a modern day... What did they used to call those things? What was the name of those? That trend that was mad... Oh,
cats.
No. Look, Mike, I know Mike knows it.
What was it?
Not Muchachi.
Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi. Muchachi.
A Muchachi.
Oh. That, yeah, it's like an up-to-date version of that, isn't it?
Except it's an actual...
Feed us and look after us.
Yeah,
wipe its bottom.
It's not a computer game. It's an actual toy dog, and you pick up his poo and everything with the hanky. You know what I mean? So it's actually good practice, in fairness, isn't it?
Yeah.
And more realistic. I mean, give me a For Real Poopalot Big Wag Interactive Pet Puppy over a flamingo any day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And if you combine them, then you could get a... What is it called again? The Flu Fly Blah 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 Puppy. What's it called?
It is called the For Real Poopalot Big Wag Interactive Pet Puppy.
Yeah, so you put that on your Christmas list and then you say, also stick on my Dyson vacuum cleaner so I can clean up after this thing.
So I can clean
you
up.
Could literally, you know, suck up the poo with your special Dyson help around the home
thing. You have
thing.
Young boys and girls fully domesticated by the age of six.
It's incredible.
Eating three crisps a day and hoovering up after them.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
Final day of the Breakfast Table Quiz. Your chance to enjoy Capital Dining at the Westin in Dublin is the prize this week. If you go along there, residents can enjoy exceptional dining experiences, including afternoon tea, cocktails, light bites in the atrium lounge, or of course breakfast and dinner in Moreland's Grill. And that's part of the prize that we have for you this week, because you'll get overnight accommodation, you'll get upgraded to a Heritage Deluxe room, breakfast for both of you, and dinner included in Moreland's Grill, valet parking being thrown in as well, and of course a 2 p.m. late checkout so that you can just lays, basically.
Just lays.
Let's be honest about it. Just lays.
I think that's the best part of any stay, I'll be honest with you. When you're allowed to stay on that little bit later.
Yeah.
You know that way? Because you get to rumble down.
Exactly. You don't feel like you're getting thrown out.
You look as stage as your breakfast and you feel totally unapologetic about it. It's great.
So that's our prize. And by the way, if you want to check all this out, the website is thewestonhoteldublin.com, okay? Thewestonhoteldublin.com. And no matter where you are in the country, obviously you will be welcome. But they're also calling on Dubliners, particularly at the moment, to enjoy their own little escape right in your own city when you're technically locked into the capital. Why not enjoy it in fine style?
Why not? Yeah, live it up a little. You deserve it at this stage, that's for sure. So let's do it. 12 is the score we need. And Paul Mannion is going to play this morning from Dublin. How are you, Paul?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
How's it going, Paul? How's tricks? Happy Friday to you, sir.
Yeah, you too, yeah. Thank God it's Friday.
Absolutely.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? What are you doing the weekend?
Well, I'm in Dublin, like, so it's a bit not much to be doing. But
Paul, you know what? I sympathise.
The choices are limited, Paul, aren't they? The choices are limited.
There's rumours going around you can cross the border into Meath, you know, for a few pints. But we'll see how it goes, you know.
I'll have to pretend I didn't hear that.
I don't think those rumours are obviously not true.
Right, listen, Paul. What you need to do is get yourself 12 correct answers in this 60 seconds, and then you'll be able to look forward to some serious luxury at the Westin in Dublin. So you all set to go?
Yeah.
Very best of luck. PJ, good to go?
I believe so.
Let's do it.
On a standard English keyboard, what key is between Z and C?
Pass.
X. The Inca people lived on what continent?
Asia.
South America. What year did Shane Lowry win the Open?
2019.
Yeah, how many ghosts appear in total to Scrooge in A Christmas Carol?
3.
4. What is the name of the head teacher in Roald Dahl's Matilda?
Pass.
Miss Trunchbull, Fort Knox is located in what US state?
Texas.
Kentucky, what is the longest river in the world?
The Nile.
Yeah, what is the hosier's real name?
Pass.
Andrew Bourne, what year did the Battle of Clontarf take place?
1835.
1014. How many US sitting US presidents have been assassinated?
2.
4. Who discovered penicillin?
Pass.
Alexander Fleming. Who wrote A Brief History of Time?
Pass.
Stephen Hawking. What is the longest running soap opera in Ireland?
Coronation Street.
It's Fair City.
Oh!
Fair City, I have to say.
Shocking.
You got scalded, Paul. That was the hardest questions by a long shot this week.
Oh my God, that's... I thought I'd been transported to Mastermind there for a minute.
I was being too confident to Mike before going on air. He must have changed the question.
Scuppered you.
Anyway, we all know Alexander Fleming. How he came up with the time to invent penicillin when he was writing James Bond is beyond me.
Wow, there was tough ones in there. My God.
They were very hard today. The Battle of Clontarf, would you get it over?
You were up against it, Paul. Up against it. But listen, thanks for having a go. Happy Friday to you regardless. Anyway, have a good weekend, whatever you end up doing. Take care of yourself. Ladies and gentlemen. In fact, let me allow the main man to tell you himself what is so special about this day, the 2nd of October.
25 years ago, on this day, at this time, What's the Story Morning Glory from Oasis was released to the world.
Wow.
Goodness. Of course, a life-changing moment for you.
Yeah, and for this entire bit, I'm going to speak with my hands clasped behind my back. Lean forward just a little bit like
Liam
this.
Liam Gallagher style. Now, you were saying, PJ, there was a documentary last night. What's the show on TV?
There was a documentary called Return to Rockfield, and it aired on YouTube last night.
It was a very
non-traditional sort of broadcast. It aired last night to mark the 25th anniversary. I had an exclusive interview with which Gallagher was it? They're all the same. Noel Gallagher.
One of the Gallaghers.
No, Noel. It was Noel. And they had
Gallaghers are all the same.
We are, man. Unfortunately. Unfortunately. Belligerent. Difficult to deal with. It is true.
So we had to mark it. Obviously, with Magic Mike being such a huge Oasis fan, I mean, he did give us the immortal phrase.
Oh yeah, because you want to see it though. It wasn't just a phrase. It was the moment in which he glazed over when we were listening to it. I mean, are you all right? And he was like, those boys meant an awful lot to me.
Well, in 1995, I would have been about 13, going on 14, so it was a big part of my life.
Absolutely.
I remember listening to it.
And to be fair, it is an extraordinary album.
Exactly.
It is.
Well, I've put together a little montage now.
Oh, have you, yeah.
Excuse me, lads.
Of course he has, actually. What am I talking about?
This may be the longest montage we've ever had on this show, but do bear with me.
Yeah, it's basically all he's done is he's uploaded the CD and claimed it's a montage.
And he's only made it so he can do karaoke going home in the car.
Right, a little taster then of What's the Story Morning Glory. Amazing songs.
Now, that's just one of all these. Wait until you hear what songs came out of this album.
Yeah.
That's a huge
That's
shoot.
Actually the thing about it is the amount of hits.
I know.
On this album.
That's what he says in the documentary last night. He goes, it was just this unusual moment where they were number one in the singles charts and the album charts at the same time for weeks.
Yeah.
Because the singles just kept coming.
That's Some Might Say, is it?
Some Might Say. Yeah. You got it, Jim.
I knew what song it was because I could see Mike's, you know, he does air guitar for the first one, and he does air drums for some, might say.
They are great. So, I am going to end up listening to that album all weekend now. That's the thing.
Can you imagine Mike's drive back to Galway now tonight? I'm like, he's going to be.
This is going on Spotify big time. Yeah, absolutely. This, of course, is the album name. What is the BJ?
What's the story?
Exactly.
God, it's a real time and a place thing as well, isn't it?
It is. I can see the heart I have.
Do you remember this one now?
Wow, I don't recognise that, Michael.
Do you not know? That probably wouldn't have been one of the most famous ones. This would have been huge.
Oh, this is the one.
Yeah.
This was everywhere.
This is the one that has the mad story behind it as well, isn't it? As to what it's about.
It means nothing, is basically what it's
Yeah. He confirmed it. Apparently it means Champagne Supernova is just gibberish. He was very involved in partying at the time, and he confirmed that it actually, there is no the Champagne Supernova. It's just,
it means a lot to Mike, PJ.
It means a lot to Mike, yeah.
Even bigger than that. Bigger than all of them.
Actually, one of my favourite songs of all time.
Is it? By now, you should have somehow realised what you're not to do. I don't believe that
anybody feels the way I do about you now. Incredible song.
I think
it is. And that video even as well. As simple as it was amazing.
Years of Grafton Street buskers have destroyed it for me, to be honest with you.
I mean, would you say you know all the words to that? I think in most people of a generation
most people do. I know I was never really into the Oasis. Yeah.
The difference is the PJ knows it from the Mike Flowers Potts version.
That was great. That was a great version.
Anyway, that's it.
But I mean, my God, the amount of hits on that album is extraordinary.
They really honestly were nearly as good as Blur.
an outrageous thing to say.
Oh, my
nearly
God.
As good.
I've left the best to last, though, to play in full for everybody.
Oh, of course,
because
Well, I mean, I would argue now. Personally, I'd lean Wonderwall-y.
Okay. I definitely now go with the next one. Right, Champagne Supernova or the next one we're about to play in full.
I'd go with the next one because that's how Blur would feel thinking about this album. If it hadn't been for they would have got the position they deserved.
Incredible stuff. 25 years?
25, yeah.
Of What's the Story, Morning Glory. One of the big hits from us. Don't Look Back in Anger. Oasis on Classic Hits. Slip inside.